at the 2019 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. John Deering from Capstone. How are you, sir?
Great. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good to
great
see
to
you.
Great to see you again.
Great to see you as well. Always a pleasure. Always an education, which we're up for another one here.
All right, good.
But I want to talk to you about the conference. What are you doing here, and how is it going so far?
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, for these conferences, you know, it's all about the partnerships and the collaboration and getting people together. So it's another one of those situations where the content's great. But for me, it's the people and getting together with clients, old friends, new friends, and hopefully bridging some gaps and putting some new partnerships together.
Good idea, with people.
So
exactly.
That's
always
the idea.
Kind of fun being in an area where there's a lot of like-minded people, and they're all just the passion here. It's really, really cool to see.
We were just talking about the fintechs and the speed rounds and everything. It's always good to hear what's new and upcoming.
Exactly.
So I enjoy that as well.
And it's happening faster than ever, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, let's talk about our topic at hand here.
Okay.
Five reasons why credit unions should consider partnerships with big data companies. Really?
Right.
All right. So give me an overview here, and we'll go into a couple of the five reasons here.
Sure. I mean, it follows the same path as, you know, people coming together to form something that's going to be better than the two apart, right? So the same premise is here with the big data. And the idea is there's more and more data coming together from lots of different places, lots of different segments, lots of different member sets, lots of different size credit unions, lots of different transaction sets. All the speakers here have been talking about data, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the use of it.
Yeah.
So it's just a massive trend line out there, and I think that the opportunity for both the credit unions and those folks that are partnering with credit unions are huge if they just come together and start thinking about how to think about that, not just the historic, but the predictability of looking into the future as well. So.
Yeah. I've been to probably a dozen conferences this year already, and every one of them, there's some sort of data segment or topic that at the show, because it's so prevalent now, whereas 5-10 years ago, this was stuff that was just talked about maybe in the server room or in the IT department stuff.
Right.
But now it's enterprise wide. Everyone is affected by it. So and you guys are right there in the mix.
Well, just at dinner last night, we were chatting about the distinction of what you're talking about. It's not an IT issue or an IT specific silo, right? I mean, it's data transcends every functional area of the organization, not end vendors. And also up the value chain to your members and the consumers and the folks that you're providing service to ultimately.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it can't be viewed as an IT issue.
I agree.
There are certainly good people that are in IT that are taking on the challenge, they have to bridge through the entire organization.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're seeing it. You're a traveling guy and you're at all these conferences, but I can assure you it's not just, you know, we have a perspective that's outside of credit unions as well. And data is, you know, medical devices, healthcare, software, pharmaceuticals, specialty chemicals. I mean, everybody's trying to use more and more data, big data, to make educated decisions about the future of their organization and what they're doing. And there's just such a massive evolution right now that more and more people are trying to figure out how to best use it.
Yep.
And again, it's like the accountant. You know, you don't only want to be looking at the rearview mirror, you know, at the numbers in the past. You want to be really utilizing this information to help develop your next chapter of your organization and the future. So that's why I like it.
Yeah, and that data puts you on that path.
Absolutely.
On that path looking forward,
absolutely.
For sure. Let's just cover a couple of the points here, or the reasons, because I think we have time to go into all five. But
right, that's fine.
Information is the new currency.
Yeah.
What do you mean by this? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, it's a situation where credit unions and their partners are coming together, and everybody, you know, data lakes and you know, they're sharing information across different segments, and because of that, they're able to collaborate in different ways and not exchange dollars. Right? They're exchanging information to try to create something that's going to allow the credit unions to provide a better platform for members, or provide a better user experience, or get in touch with the next five potential members.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of exchanging cash and investment dollars, it's just a new way to share the wealth, if you will, and collaborate together.
Yep.
So I think it's a it's an amazing way to be able to team together for something bigger and better.
I agree. So totally agree with you.
That's the theory there.
Yeah, well, I think it's the theory's put into practice quite a lot these days. So, yeah. Number two, blockchain protects and empowers members. I think this is kind of something that's still, I don't want to say science fiction, but it's still kind of like, what is that really again?
Right.
So can you kind of explain this one as well?
Yeah, I mean, my take on it, we were just joking off camera here about it. I'm not a technology guru. But what I do know about blockchain is it makes the member, provides the member with the opportunity to control more.
Yep.
You know, this morning one of the presentations from Sherpa, they have a new thing that allows the member to actually, you know, protect themselves because the data doesn't end up on the phone, reside on the phone, yep. It ends up in a more protected environment.
Yeah, that's a pretty
cool
demo.
As an example.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Demo.
It was very cool, and I'm not doing an infomercial as much as I'm using that as an example that the member has more control because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so powerful.
Yeah, and that's where it should be, because I mean you're empowering so much now. I mean, whenever I go to the grocery store or Lowe's or Home Depot, whatever, I'm going to the self-serve because I want to do it myself.
Right,
you know?
Absolutely.
And so this kind of is the same type of thing.
Yeah,
it empowers them to do this.
Yeah, until I can't get that machine to work. Right? And I'm like, please
yeah,
help.
That's the challenge itself. That's a challenge.
I do start there, though.
Yeah. So what's the significance of these five? I mean, I know we only covered two of them, but yeah. The five, what's the significance here of these?
Well, I think it's all about growth and the future opportunity.
Okay.
So I think that as organizations look to expand and grow and be able to sustain into the future, they need to look at data in a different way. And they can partner with different organizations together to harness the potential power, if you will, of that data, more so than ever, and develop a new chapter for success into the future. That's where I really think the opportunity is. It's not about, yes, there are specific examples that we've heard a lot about that data can help, you know, target market to a member or, you know, try to predict which members are about to leave the organization
right.
because of some of their spending
yeah.
habits. Those are great things that can allow an organization to expand and not contract
yeah.
or at least maintain the status quo. But I also think that there's a bigger opportunity to partner with folks that are using data in a creative way to just open up new chapters and new pathways for growth for everybody in the credit union space and beyond. And some of them haven't been discovered yet. Some are just scratching the surface that we're hearing about at this great conference.
Yep.
But that's where I get excited and passionate about is just the opportunity through people working together, using data in a different way to solve tactical issues, but also broader strategic opportunities.
Yeah, I totally agree with you that we're just scratching the surface here. I keep saying sky's the limit, but the sky's
right.
the limit here for sure, because there's so much data. I think John Best was one of them who told me that credit unions have more data on their members than Amazon has on their consumers,
right.
has on their customers. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one. Factoid, that's
yeah,
great.
Factoid yeah. number one. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's really good to know, and it's what you do with that data is certainly going to count. So, how do we get credit unions? Last one for you. How do we get credit unions to execute on the? I think the entire conference is out here right now, John.
Yeah, they want to join our conversation.
Exactly. Come on in, everybody. So, how do we get them to execute on this type of stuff? Because there's still a lot of credit unions out there that are sitting on the fence. There's a whole bunch out there that are really going all out on this type of stuff, but there's still a few out there that are sitting on the fence.
Sure. I mean, I think some of them are going to be followers no matter what,
yeah.
but I also feel like the tidal wave is coming, and it's here, that more and more people are talking about it.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Get the education, get the awareness, so I think that's happening.
Okay.
The ones that are on the fence, I think they just need a live example or two to wake them up and get going.
Yeah.
And hopefully that example isn't something that's detrimental to their business. It's more something that's positive,
mm-hmm.
and they're not, you know, not only scared by making that leap of faith, but making that stop, but it's not something that cuts them off at the knees and that forces them to do something because they're boxed in a corner. You really want to make that kind of leap of faith, if you will, when you're in a position of strength. So I think it's coming, it's building, it's great. I feel a very positive momentum is going to continue. But you're right, there are still some that are, you know, convince me. And more and more examples and success stories come out there, like a lot that are at the conferences you and I are attending, more people are going to going to try.
Yeah, and
so
the
that's
more,
what they got to do is try.
Exactly. And the more conferences I go to like this, the more I see it in practice, the more I see it in reality, which kind of gives me comfort. Yeah, a lot of creators are really moving forward with this. So it's more and more, like you said, more and more are.
And we've talked in the past on the education front for, you know, that you joked about at the beginning about investment and mergers and acquisitions, but partnerships and data for partnerships allows you also to try multiple things because it's a partnership. It's not an all-in, right? So you can try, you know, 5 or 6 different things and see which 2 or 3 bubble up to the surface,
right?
It's just an issue of bandwidth at that stage.
That's right. All right. Yep. Great message to end on, John.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure. Yeah. Always an education, sir. So thank you very much. John Deering, everybody, from Capstone. Go check him out.